Of course, this is a very well-known sutta, and a very important one, because it does give the relationship that is really important to establish toward the five khandhas, and because within the five khandhas, that is what we take as me and as mine and belonging to me. And we suffer accordingly. We carry around that burden of carrying things that are insubstantial and making them, feeling that they're tremendously important. And just the attachment to the body and worry about aging, worrying about health, worrying about appearance, and the feeling, the pleasant, painful, neutral. Just the we bounce around with these feelings, the things that how we perceive and cognize give meaning to the world around us is fundamentally insubstantial, like a shimmering mirage, is constantly shifting and changing. And the insubstantiality of the mental formations, the thoughts, emotion, the plantain is like a big banana tree, and it's just it's like an onion,
like a leek or an onion.
Like a leek or an onion. But big, especially in the forest, you can have these huge, huge wild banana trees. You know, they'll be like this big around, but there's nothing there. You keep peeling it back and peeling it back. There's nothing there. And then the conjurer's apprentice, the magic trick. It's astounding what magicians can do and seem to appear. And that's what our mind does. That's what consciousness does. It creates worlds within worlds within worlds, and me inhabiting them all out of basically nothing, smoke and mirrors. That whatever we can do to help investigate and see its fundamental, empty, hollow, insubstantial nature, lends itself to this feeling of disenchantment and dispassion. And it's really important to recognize that the words that are used for disenchantment and dispassion in Pali are not associated with anything negative. The association, the accompanying mental state is very, very bright. And to be, to like the nibbida, to experience disenchantment, is intrinsically bright and wholesome. The mind is uplifted and buoyed by that, and the same with dispassion, because in English you say dispassion, it's like you don't feel anything, but the brightness of the mind of viraga is really, really important to sort of pay attention to that, in the Abhidhamma delineation of mental states. These are completely wholesome and bright states of mind.